From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. President Obama lifts arms embargo in Vietnam. It was Vietnamese President Tran Đại Quang who unexpectedly broke the news at a joint press conference with U.S. President Barack Obama in Hanoi after their bilateral talks. He said the U.S. is lifting its long-standing weapons ban on Vietnam. VOA's White House correspondent Cindy Sain is with the president in Hanoi. VOA spoke with her just a little while ago.
No, that's right. It was Vietnamese President Quang who unexpectedly broke the news. He first started talking about other things and then said, you know, that the two countries really want to strengthen their cooperation and want in both in substance and in depth to boost their ties. And then he said that the U.S. is lifting the 50-year-old arms embargo completely.
President Quang said Washington and Hanoi have agreed to strengthen their partnership in substance and in depth, making cooperation the cornerstone in military assistance, trade, healthcare, and people-to-people exchanges. President Quang welcomed the move as an end to a painful chapter. When it was his turn, President Obama confirmed the news.
The United States is fully lifting the ban on the sale of military equipment to Vietnam that has been in place for some 50 years. As with all our defense partners, sales will need to still meet strict requirements, including those related to human rights. But this change will ensure that Vietnam has access to the equipment it needs to defend itself and removes a lingering vestige of the Cold War.
President Obama said over the past century, the U.S. and Vietnam have known cooperation and conflict, and that after more than two decades of normalized relations, ties have reached a new moment. This is VOA News. Iraqi forces have launched a major offensive to retake Fallujah, ending a months-long siege of the city. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi said Iraqi forces were approaching a moment of great glory. He appeared on Iraqi TV saying, "I'd like to announce to the Iraqi people that the Iraqi flag will be hoisted over Fallujah. We will tear up the black banners of strangers who usurp this city. The time to liberate Fallujah is ripe. Iraqi forces are approaching a moment of decisive victory. There's no other way for Daesh militants other than to flee. We are determined to achieve victory." Fallujah was the first city in Iraq to fall to Islamic State militants in January of 2014, and the group is well entrenched. President Obama says the death of Taliban chief Mullah Akhtar Mansour removed the leader of an organization that has continued to plot against and unleash attacks on American and coalition forces. Afghan intelligence agency confirmed that Mansour was killed in a U.S. airstrike in Pakistan near the Afghan border. Mr. Obama urged the Taliban to join the Afghan government in a reconciliation process that leads to lasting peace and stability. Egyptian President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi has warned the media against speculating about what brought down Egypt Air Flight 804, killing all 66 people on board. The Airbus A320 crashed in the Mediterranean Sea on its way to Cairo from Paris early Thursday. Investigators said smoke was detected in the cabin moments before the plane crashed, but aviation analyst Scott Hamilton of Seattle-based Liam Company tells VOA that it remains inconclusive as to a possible cause of the crash.
"We don't have enough information to draw any conclusions whatsoever. The reports also indicated there was smoke in the electronics bay in the forward lavatory, but that's all we know. We don't know if there was open fire. We don't know how extensive the smoke was. We don't know if the smoke was incapacitating. We just can't draw any conclusions at this point."
Egypt's aviation minister has said a terrorist attack is a more likely cause for the crash than technical failure. A two-day UN-hosted first-ever humanitarian summit gets underway today in Istanbul, aimed at devising a comprehensive strategy for dealing with an estimated 60 million displaced people in the world. Jan Eliasson is the UN Deputy Secretary General.
"We have to stand up for international humanitarian law. We have seen a decay, a lack of respect for international humanitarian law, which is causing enormous damage to the world. Civilian populations are not protected. Hospitals and schools are attacked. We want to have a strong reminder, a strong call for respect of international humanitarian law."
And this is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.